And on the high spirits following International Women's Day, Antidote, an online platform, is about to launch their first ever exhibition in mid-March, so mid this month. Antidote celebrates the intersectionality between art and social change, and one of their film projects, The City of Ladies, will have you 5 foot deep in films, feminism, and 15th century literature. I'm joined now by co-curator and artist Zanny Begg to talk about City of Ladies. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Your project, City of Ladies, is based on Christine de Pizan's novel. What is that novel actually about?
It is quite an amazing book. It was written in 1402, which is incredible in and of itself, and it's considered one of the first Western feminist texts. And it's a feminist utopia where she imagines a city built, governed, and populated by women.
And so have you just taken this idea and how have you incorporated this into your show?
Well, we were really fascinated by this book because it was such an early imagining of a feminist future. And 600 years later, sadly, many of those issues that she writes about are unresolved. So we thought we'd kind of work with it across time. So our film isn't in 1402. It's not a period piece. It's set in contemporary society. But we kind of use some of the text directly from that medieval period because it still speaks to some of the issues that we're grappling with around misogyny and the way women are treated.
And your film Antidote, which is based off of this, City of Ladies, based off the book, it's described as a non-linear film. How did you come up with this nonlinear? Why do you choose to tell it in this fashion?
Well, I guess a lot of the kind of teleologies in our society are structured around this idea of this kind of progression and rationality and all that sort of stuff. But because of misogyny, we've kind of got a very masculine way of thinking about our history. And it's almost like we can't imagine what it would be like if all the women's stories had been told along the way because they've been so marginalized in how history has been treated. So what we wanted to do was to create a different time. So we have a lot of material which is randomly compiled. So every 20 minutes for each viewing is different. So one person may go in and see a film and it's about one particular topic, and another person would go in and see a film and it'd be on a completely different topic, and they'd have coffee later and they'd seen different films, even though it's the one work. And that kind of flexibility and that randomization, I think, allows a sort of multiplicity of how we understand feminism. So instead of kind of boxing into one linear view of feminism, what we're looking at more is a feminisms.
So you're saying that the work actually is changing from viewing to viewing, or it's just being arranged in a different fashion each time?
Well, we have an algorithm that randomly generates over 300,000 different versions of the work. So we have a certain set number of files, but they compile differently each time. For this particular showing in Trace, which has been put together by Antidote, we're doing a looped version of that because it's a little bit more of a smaller version than the full version that was shown at the MCA. And what that means is just that six or so random selections of the material have been pumped out, and we're putting them in the show and we're playing them on a loop. In its fuller version, which is, in a larger show, there will be over 300,000 variations, and every one will be different for, 3 months or a long period of time.
It's a really interesting dynamic way to put it together. And you created this work in collaboration with a Paris-based Australian director, Elise McLeod, as well as a bunch of young activists and feminists. How was that experience of collaboration?
Oh, it was so amazing. And Elise was one of my best friends when I was growing up. And so, we were really super close when we were about 14. And she's lived in Paris for about 20 years. So, we haven't been able to spend that much time with each other. But I was really lucky to get the Cité residency through the Power Institute. And so we sort of reunited to make this film together. And we have a shared interest in feminism and film. So we decided that, well, let's just make a film about feminism, and we picked this text because it was written in Paris, and it seemed a really nice moment to kind of, we were making the film just before Trump got elected, but there was this feeling of, and before the Me Too kind of movement erupted, but there was this feeling of this disgust at misogyny, and this feeling like an end game for patriarchy, that there's just so much that women have suffered. And so we kind of wanted to sort of capture that moment and make this film that responded to those sort of lens, I guess, of Paris.
Right. And so with, again, just going back a bit to the non-linear form of the film, yeah. And you see you get people getting together in cafes afterwards to discuss it, will have different experiences. Is this, yeah. again, is this mostly about sort of like the way that feminism is a individual experience and not so much like one set global, you know, idea that people often take it to be?
Yeah, I mean, we tell a lot of the feminism through stories, and because the City of Ladies is a collection of stories of amazing women, yeah. and Christine de Pizan herself was quite an amazing woman. For mm-hmm. a period of time, she transitioned to be a man, and she writes about that in great detail, about how her voice changes and her body changes, and then she comes back to being a woman again. And I think that was a really important, like one of the stories deals with issues of gender and I guess a gender diverse or a post-gender society, what that might be like. But then she was also the only person in France who defended Jeanne d'Arc at the time of her trial. Now she's like a hero and a symbol of, you know, everything French. But back when she was voted for being a witch, mm-hmm. the French court turned their back on her and Christine Bazin wrote a poem saying history will belong to Jeanne d'Arc, which it sort of has. So there's kind of a thread of that story, which connects with the gender story because, you know, Jeanne d'Arc was obviously burnt for wearing men's clothing yeah. And it's considered an early sort of transgender activist by some people. So, you know, the stories interconnect, but they kind of have these different threads that weave through. Another thread is, you know, obviously France, like Australia, is grappling with its post-colonial or decolonization, it's grappling with empire and what that means in a contemporary context. So we had, you know, stories that looked at relationships with Algeria, Tunisia, Cambodia, and that sort of migrant population in France and the sort of tensions over, right. I guess, justice, you know, with France's history.
Yeah.
So it's all
wrapped up in history and culture and the whole movement.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. And it comes together with the Nuit Debout movement, which was this beautiful, beautiful, poetic, very French response where after the terrorist attacks happened, and there was this whole clamp down in public space and you had like soldiers with machine guns everywhere in Paris. Young people gathered in the Place de la République, which is the center of Paris, at nightfall in their thousands and just sat down and talked to each other. And it was just this beautiful way of claiming that space and trying to create trust in public space where the response to terrorism has been one of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so we set the whole film based in that square and with activists from that movement.
Okay, well, it sounds like a really fantastic project. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to let us know about it and hopefully look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, well, I hope everyone goes and checks out the exhibition. It opens next Wednesday night. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Zanny.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
And that was Zanny Begg, an artist chatting about Antidote's The City of Ladies installation, which is based off a 15th century book. So 600 years later now, the exhibition is going to be showing from the 14th to the 25th of March. So from next Wednesday to the 25th of March at Wellington Street Projects.